Well, fellas, springtime's here, and that means Cardinals, Blues playoffs, and shrubs. Yes, I said shrubs because, well, we all have them.
Shrubs as wild as the Australian bush.
The only place I go for my shrubs is Tease Farm and Greenhouses. Locations in Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley make them your one-stop shop for all gardening needs. Be like me and Tim's lawn crew and go to Tease Farm and Greenhouses for your yard needs.
Yeah, I mean, I went to St. Louis U High. I don't have to do manual labor.
Tell them CBS Sports Radio sent you in for great discounts on your purchase.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
I don't know why the selection was made, but it was a wonderful selection. Doug, think about it.
Yeah, what was 80?
I don't know what year it was.
Three?
I don't know. Him alone. He knows the year.
83?
I don't know what year.
83, 84. I guess you could make a plan. 82? It's one of those three.
Okay.
Plow Shark? Got it on the... I can't...
82.
82. Yeah, I think the Cardinals were playing this after they beat the Braves. They swept the Braves at Fulton County Stadium. Yep, they played this.
I wouldn't have thought
Art Holliday was doused.
I'm not sure. It may have been Art. Art's been around a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. And it is the Tease Farm 9 o'clock hour. We are less than 24 hours away from the free Dotem Open at Normandy and Jennings. You showed us something in the commercial break that I think will stick with me and Doug for the rest of our lives. It reminds me of 2 days ago when I showed you guys Lana Rhodes.
That's going to stay with you.
Yeah, will as well. What do you have
here? I have been privy to get the picture of the official trophy. Now
there is a trophy.
There will be
for the Free Dotem Open.
I have made the decision in talking with the committee that we will have smaller individual trophies for a winner for the low team in the morning and the low team in the afternoon.
Right.
Because conditions could vary.
They could. Very good, Doug.
Yeah, the winds come off.
The track could change.
Don't say track.
And then whoever shoots the lowest score between the morning and the afternoon will be deemed the Free Dotem Open champion. And I am looking right now at the Doug Vaughn Traveling Trophy.
Oh, my word.
These people will be able to take it either back to their homes or their prison.
Just one trophy for the team, though.
One trophy. But they'll be able to take it around town.
They'll say O.B. Clark's probably.
Right.
Okay. The Stanley Cup where each member gets it for a
No doubt. I would think TV will be all over it.
I wouldn't think so.
You have a trophy named after yourself. Oh, my God.
The Doug Vaughn Traveling Trophy, the Free Dotem Open winner.
Now, is that engraved on there or something?
Absolutely it is. Thanks to our friends at All-Star Trophies.
No, Skip Berkmeyer.
That's right.
Wow. So could there be some cheating in order to win? Because this is such a
coveted
trophy.
I think there's going to be about maybe three groups, maybe five groups in the morning, and then three groups in the afternoon that are really...
Oh, you've handicapped this.
Trying.
You got some serious players?
You think Dotem's going to try? He's going to be there.
Dotem's got a team, and he's got a gentleman named...
What if Dotem won the Dotem Open?
Mm. By the way, this was brought up yesterday, and I do not know how you feel about it.
I have a feeling I know how I feel about it before I even hear what it's going to
be.
There
was talk tomorrow. Somebody asked if there's a hole-in-one, is there a prize? And we didn't really think about that. I have decided if there's a legitimate hole-in-one tomorrow, they'll get golf for a year at Normandy.
Okay? Oh, wow.
Now, but...
Free golf for a year?
Well, once a week. We don't need them out there like Big Al every day.
Okay.
If somebody makes a hole-in-one, mm-hmm. the belief was that should be an automatic freeing of Dotem.
No, sir.
Nope.
That won't be the case.
Have you given any indication of how the man can become free?
What if there's a parade down market with Lord Stanley's cup?
Well, what would he have had anything to do with that? This guy was vile. I told him at our party that we had last summer that if he brought me the head of a dozen dead serpents, I would free him. He still hasn't done that. Didn't happen.
Well, no, they're not easy
he could
to
do
find.
Some community service and take some snakes out of here. Maybe then I would free him. Okay. He's done nothing to deserve freedom. I mean, the prisons are full of people who'd love to be freed, but yet they're not free because they're still paying the price for their sins.
There are some people that believe time has passed. and time heals wounds.
Well, you should have thought of that before you committed your infraction.
Okay. Mm. You can email in and maybe make your case.
We should free this man.
Yeah. Discipline.
The morning
discipline
after
is the
at InsideSTL.com. It is a post sports bar and grill gift certificate. This May 2016 email of the day competition is, boy, it's, you know, I guess some people have said, I said 2008 U.S. Open. Others have made comments about the 1986 Masters.
And Jack.
Yeah, because Stephen Wilder, I believe, is 46
right,
also.
The back nine.
Yeah. And so you kind of watch this and you go, is this Stephen Wildwood's time? Mm-hmm. A lot of people think you can't be over 40 and still win the email of the month.
And yet when you read his email yesterday, we all said, yes, sir.
The great Vern.
Who Ben Wright was unhappy that Vern actually ripped off his call.
Right.
Is that Ben Wright a bit of a curmudgeon?
I think he's a heavy drinker. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just think Bentley got a little sideways once in a while.
His name's Bentley?
Some of the people call him that.
God, I like that.
Bentley.
Why Bentley?
His name's Ben. So they just add a little to it, you know, like you do with the hockey name.
Maybe he had a fancy car.
What do you think he would drink? I scotch. I got him a scotch.
I think he's a pretty good scotch guy.
Yeah, that's what I kind of think on that.
Yeah.
Tyson Nash is going to join us. We've already been joined by Kelly Chase and Jamal Mayers. How happy are you for a guy like Chaser? I mean, the marketing campaign was bleeds blue. He truly does. And you know there are so many guys whose names, if you heard them, you'd go, oh, yeah. But otherwise you wouldn't think of them who are watching this. I saw Grant Fuhr sent out a tweet last night. So many guys who have played for this organization are pulling for this team and living vicariously through them. And I'm so happy for guys like Chase and those guys who were on the teams in the 80s and 90s and 2000s that came up short that are seeing this team play the way they're playing and have a chance to do what this team has a chance to do beginning Sunday night at the Scott Trade Center against either Nashville or San Jose. Both Jamal and Chase said that Nashville would be the better matchup. Jamal gave his hockey reasons. Chase said he would like to go and hang out on Broadway in Nashville. Both are good reasons.
Yeah.
Game four would be Saturday in Nashville. I would have to think about going, 4 or 5 hour drive?
Four and a half,
And ponying up.
I was already
looking at Airbnb last night. Because they have a hotel shortage in Nashville. They have a hotel shortage.
Oh.
Airbnb. Yeah. Bread and breakfast.
I guess that's what it stands for.
Go to bed and breakfast, not bread and breakfast.
I'm not a bed and breakfast guy.
I can't see you sharing a home with a bunch of other people.
No, right. I don't think he'd do a communal.
No, couldn't do that.
No.
Unless it led to an orgy.
Right.
But if he's bed and breakfast, I don't think
it's about. I don't think it's necessarily the way they go.
No, it's usually somebody in Cooperstown when the Wizard went into the Hall of Fame, the woman who owned the bed and breakfast didn't shave her armpits, ruined the whole weekend for me.
Did it really? And she showed them off to you?
No, but you could just see the shrub coming out.
Coming way out.
Tease Farm is the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly.
They had nothing to do with this gal's pits.
Nope.
They didn't. No, they do shrubs.
314-880-0080. It's how you can text in. It's how you can call in. I have a tear in my eye. I can't lie. The pressure is getting to me. Stephen Wildwood.
He's now taking it. That's the way Jack got about 14.
He looked over at Jackie, his son.
Yep.
And that made him cry.
I wonder if Steve's got a son that's helping him with the email.
Well, he's got a long month ahead here, Steve. I wouldn't tear
But it's
up
heating up
yet.
Already, though, Doug.
It is. I mean, when you have Cucky the Dwarf, and you have Misty Plops, and you have Madu Bowles at Hanks. I mean, these are some of the best the game has ever seen.
Well,
you don't want him to pull a Jordan Spieth on the 11th.
Nicely done, Plowsy.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a 12?
12, but that's right. Plowsy.
Yeah, we give or take.
He did make bogey on 11.
Tyler.
Hello, Tyler.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's up?
How are you guys?
We're fine. You?
Good. I just want to tell you I'm so excited for the Free Dotem Open tomorrow.
Outstanding.
Doug is as well.
Yep, I got a list of things I'm going to do tomorrow that's going to be a good time. Me and the Bumpkin Pumpkin are taking off work and we're shooting on over.
What are you going to do?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get rip-roaring hammered.
What? We have a feeling
the
that might be
the second thing I'm
going
to do is hit 400-yard drives like I'm Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, well.
Third thing I'm going to do is flag molest the crap out of those holes.
Mm.
Four, I'm going to drive the damn golf cart like I'm Dale Earnhardt.
Mm.
And the final thing I'm going to do is hoist that Free Dotem Doug Vaughn Traveling Trophy above my head like the Blues are going to do the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You a serious player, are you, Tyler?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's your handicap?
12.
Well, I don't know that that'll get it
Jennings,
done.
Do you think a 12 is going to get it done?
I think Tyler sounds like he's got a little game. He's probably got the right parts. He'll be.
We actually have a pretty good team. I think we can compete.
There you go. Well, who else you got?
You got Dotem on your team, Tyler?
No, I wish we did, though.
Why?
We could use him.
Dotem is vile. You don't want him in your team.
Hey, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I want to thank you for making up those free Dotem golf balls.
Well, thank you.
Can't wait to play with those balls.
I want to thank GFI Digital.
GFI Digital is all over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we will see you tomorrow.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
You want to play with my ball?
Hot and Doug! Hot and Doug!
I had a feeling it was
first
going.
First one of the day. Off the big win. First one of the day.
Tyler, the midget, has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Thank you, Ragazzis. You have delicious treats.
Yes. Leather-bound suspension log. I saw the name. It reminded me of the tweet I saw. Guy right after the Kentucky Derby, the guy says, the Kentucky Derby is just like my sex life. There's a lot of buildup. It's over in 2 minutes, and when it's done, there's a lot of disappointed midgets.
It's a lot of disappointed midgets.
Jennings, look at this.
Uh-oh.
Jennings, look at this.
I'm one of my favorite people.
Janie, a lesbian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's doing, sister? Are you in St. Louis? You're on your way to the airport. What's going on with you?
I'm actually driving through Iowa right now,
so if
I lose you, that's why.
Wow, she is on her way to St. Louis for the Free Dotem Open, Doug, just like millions of lesbians around the world.
It's craziness. You're driving all this way for a golf tournament?
Not a golf tournament, the Free Dotem Open.
Oh, okay, it's pouring down rain here. I hope the event is not threatened.
No, it's not threatened.
Wonderful weather tomorrow.
We have
great forecast.
Dialed it up for everybody. How are you, Janie?
I'm great, Jennings. How are you?
I am good. I'm looking forward to seeing your fine self tomorrow.
Thank you. I'm very much looking forward to seeing everyone, including you, Jennings.
Mm-hmm. See, there's a whole thing going on. And when you were texting me, 2 weeks ago when Katie Kay filled in, and it seemed like you were fancying her a bit.
I think she's a neat lass. I think we could get along and have a good time together. She's probably a little much for me, but...
Now, what do you mean by that?
She's a little much for everybody.
There you go, Jennings. Yeah,
in what way? She's just kind of a handful?
I mean, I haven't met her, so I don't know firsthand, but that's just my take. I think I'm a little more calm in my age than she is. She's a little younger than me, so
she's only like 3 or 4 years younger, I think, if I'm not mistaken. If I know the ages
she's
here,
she's I don't want to say boisterous, but she's a very proud young lady, and
I'm a little more laid back.
Yes, that's a great way to describe it.
Plus, she likes Korean utility infielders,
apparently. Right. Yes,
who had a big game his first day back.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who you're talking about. Janie, the lesbian, is with us. She's driving through Iowa to make her way to the Free Dotem Open tomorrow. Are you going to be present for the live broadcast of the Ryan Kelly Morning After? I know Anna Marie is going to be there. I know caller Jordan is going to be seduced by Jennings. Mm. It's going to be a whole thing.
Forward to it, and I will be on hand for the live broadcast.
Wow, Doug, it's all happening.
No, that's a treat.
It's a dream come true. Now, what's the deal with your current relationship status?
Me and Bat Signal still going strong.
Bat Signal still going. Have you seen her since you moved? Did she visit you or anything?
Yeah, she actually came up to Minneapolis unannounced. She surprised me, so that was nice.
And when she came up, y'all trib?
Oh, absolutely.
I would.
I saw her a couple weekends ago. We met halfway in Iowa City.
That girl, very very healthy up top.
Yes, she is.
Man, you saw the Padres sweeping the Cubs, not me.
I didn't either. I actually specifically said there's no way the Padres will sweep the Cubs, and what happens?
That's what happened.
Yeah, who knows? Janie, the lesbian, will Bat Signal Beth be in attendance tomorrow?
I don't think so. She doesn't have the liberal leave opportunities to get off work as I do. So I will be flying solo tomorrow.
Hmm. And will you be attempting to seduce all of the bi-curious females who'll be in attendance tomorrow? I bet there'll be so many.
I would think.
I don't really try to seduce anyone, so probably not. But I will enjoy the view, I'm sure.
Hmm. Nice. You will enjoy the view of Jordan, yes.
Jennings, you're really starting to buy stock in Caller Jordan.
I'm definitely getting excited.
Oh, boy.
Janie, are you going to play golf? A lot of lesbians hit them long and straight.
They do, and I like to hit them long and straight as well. But I'm not participating in the actual golfing.
She's part of the rules committee.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she is part of the rules committee.
Yep. Well, why don't you play? Yeah. Why don't you play?
I just wanted to come and hang out.
No, so. Okay.
Yeah. She's a friend of the feather, Doug.
Right. Well, if she's going to drive this far, I thought maybe she'd pack the sticks and go ahead and use the flat iron and play 18 holes.
I actually just had eyes on my sticks Tuesday after a couple months of them being in storage, so I'm very excited to get my things.
Is there a strap-on in the car with you right now?
Ah, man. Yikes. Wow.
I am going to leave that one alone. On that.
Yeah, that's a yes, Doug. I had a feeling. I wonder how many there'll be at Normandy tomorrow.
Strap-ons?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been coming in. They've been shipping in for us.
This was at Wrigley where the Cubs lost them both. They didn't go on the road.
Right.
It felt like it was
a lot of Sibians, too.
Oh, Sibians.
Ninth hole will be a Sibian.
Who knew that? Jamie Lesman, I can't wait to see you. It's been a few months, and we're looking forward to hanging out tomorrow.
No
Thank
doubt.
You so much for coming in.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
God bless you,
drive
sister.
Drive safely, girl.
Will do.
There she is, Janie the lesbian.
Just a cool, cool gal.
She is.
She was texting me while KKD was on with Roderick and me. And
you were very high on KKD.
Yeah. She just...
What happened?
No, I'm still very high on KKD. She just... she's just very positive about KKD. She's a big KKD fan, and that's
KKD
fine.
Is
right. KKD likes KKD, and I understand that. But Janie said, "Would I dig her?" And I said, "Yeah, I think you'd dig her." I said, "Just a lot to handle." I mean, just.
And when you say dig, that kind of takes me back to the 1970s.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of picture
dig?
Jack Kerouac. You know.
Digger.
Yeah. Maybe Dick Cavett.
Dick Cavett. Doug, has the sentence, "A lot of lesbians hit up hard and straight," ever been uttered? Thanks, Mitch. Let me play with your utter cumstein.
You did say that.
I suppose it has been, yeah. Yeah, that's well known.
Guys, I'm as hard as a diamond in an ice storm when this broad is on your show. Thanks, Johnny's Market Meat Mangler.
Johnny's Market is no longer there. It has been leveled.
It's gone.
It has been leveled. It's a sad, sad day in that region.
You had never met Katie Kay, correct? That was your first meeting.
I had never. We had, this may surprise you a lot, we had talked a little bit on Facebook.
That's kind of your thing.
Well, kind of. Just to get a sense of what she was like. And she lived up to the expectations. She's something. I mean, just a lot for me to handle. And I like them a little bit more mild. Just a little bit, because it's like the fetish, mild.
Right. Mild.
But she's okay. Fun gal to be around. There's no doubt about it.
Now we're talking about
KKD
again.
Right.
Okay.
And JTL.
JTL.
You're high on JTL.
KKD, CGB.
Chrissy Runner Girl. Where are you on Chrissy Runner Girl?
We maintain our friendship. That's the best way to describe her.
Well, that doesn't sound that good.
That's good. That's good for her. It's the way she wants it.
Okay.
That's the way it needs to be for me.
All
right. Right now. And then there was there's the Freebs.
Yeah, you really like Freebs.
I dig Freebs.
Freebs
a lot.
Is just a super like kind and cool straight woman, I believe.
I think that it scares Freebs a little.
That she's curious about all these other women?
No, I think Freebs knows I've got a crush on her. And
don't you have a crush on all
of
these?
Most of them.
On virtually every woman in St. Louis?
Pretty much. I mean that's breathing. And under 70. But Freebs, I think she's got a little bit more of a high class background. Not that she's highbrow.
St. Joe Angel.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. Four floors of yeah. I just think that I scare her a bit. She'll play a little, but then she like that's it. So we're done.
Right. Yeah. She's brought us treats a few times here on the show.
I want to learn more about her.
I like that.
But I'm not sure she wants to let me learn.
Well. You don't know.
Tyson Nash, Seamaster, you think may have overslept.
Too much celebration?
Too much celebration for A.A. Nasher. But we have been joined by Jamal Mayers, and we have been joined by Kelly Chase. If you miss anything, it's up for you on InsideSTL.com. But, you know, this is something I wanted to get to anyway. You know, Iggy, who is a friend of the show And really, his signature outside of trips to hedonism, audio postcards, Doug. It's really his specialty.
Oh, does he have another one?
He does.
Carved out a niche.
He has. Yeah. He has. It's fun with audio. It's presented by Llewellyn's Pub. And Iggy was kind enough to send over this wonderful interview that he did with Courtney Stodden yesterday.
You're familiar Doug, with her, Doug.
I am not. Who is she?
She is married to the guy who was the mean-spirited bailiff in The Green Mile. Prison guard? Sure. Bailiff?
Prison guard.
Cat? Yeah, I know. A bailiff is a guy in the courtroom.
I apologize. Right? Either way, he's in his 50s. She's in her early 20s.
21.
Yep. But they
the Hutch, Doug Hutchins.
Doug Hutchins, they got married. It caused a lot of attention because people have been monitoring the cast of The Green Mile for a while and their love lives.
Doug, it was they got wedded at the Chapel of Flowers in Vegas.
They did.
Is that right?
They did indeed. And at the time, I think she was what age, Jennings?
That would have been 17, I believe.
17.
Oh, 17. Yeah. I need the parents' permission still at that 15, age, don't you? 15.
I'm not sure her parents were involved.
So she's kind of become a reality television / TMZ / sex tape star, and we felt like we needed to hear from her. So Iggy conducted the interview. Doug, here's some fun with audio presented by Llewellyn's Pub.
Yeah, hit the lever, Plowsy.
She has a new single out. We're going to talk about that. And she has a five-year anniversary coming up this month as well. We're talking about Courtney Stodden. Courtney, how are you?
Good morning, Iggy. I'm good. How are you? People said it wouldn't last. And you know what they say, 5 years. And Hollywood is like 50 years, right?
So, <That sounds smart.
laughs> so we're very happy. We feel very great right now and really strong and resolute in our union.
Oh, my.
Yes. Yes, on a positive note, we just dropped a single titled Asphalt, Like the Concrete.
The sex tape, which I have to say, and don't take this the wrong way, I mean, just stunning. I mean, it is, you are gorgeous in this video.
Oh, thanks.
Well, she liked it.
Or go to the beach or something like that. But I'm really a laid-back girl, and I like staying home and spending time with my family and sleeping.
Yeah, and thank you for getting up early, because it's like 7:30.
Yeah, you're special. My goodness. I would have never done this for anybody else.
Well, we got to wrap it up, but thank you so
that
much.
That was it? He got to the most important part. He wanted to tell her how good she looked in the sex tape.
Oh, that was the entire interview.
Stunning in the sex tape. Well, you don't hear that very often on the sex tape. You hear a lot of different things, but not stunning.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
And he knows them all. He knows everyone.
They know him.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what's more
Hi,
important.
Hi, Iggy.
Whoever he calls. Speaking with Sophia Loren.
Hi, Iggy.
Come on.
You look stunning in that sex tape.
The sex tape, which I have to say, and don't take this the wrong way, I mean, just stunning.
How would you take that, Doug, if somebody, I mean, when your tape came out and they right. started saying you were stunning.
Usually stunning is reserved for a person's face. You don't see a whole lot of the face, do you?
Depends. And the Kardashian one, quite often, it was moving forward.
It was mostly face.
Headboard. He got a head. That Ray J, he was.
No.
Yeah, he was focused. Thank you, Iggy. That was wonderful. We enjoy. We miss the audio postcards.
Oh, you know?
Plow Shark, I'd love for you to be outside the Scott Trade Center for some pre-Western Conference, post-Western Conference final talk with the fans. Are you still on the Sharks? Where are you on this Western Conference?
Well, before I say that, me and Tim, we're on the same page because I was actually planning on doing that. Anyways, as for the series itself, I think it's going to be at least six, potentially another seven-game series. And I like home ice, although I know we didn't do fantastic the last couple series at home. I think we get it out at home in game number 7.
Wow, a Friday night in downtown St. Louis, a game 7, possibly against the Nashville Predators on May 27th. And there would be so
it
much
have
tribbing.
Any effect at all on the tribbing culture?
Oh,
Channel 2 is going to be there, I'm sure.
Channel
2 is owned by the Tribune Company.
Oh,
when he says Tribune, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, I thought
about.
He meant the other deal.
No. Nope. He's talking about Channel 2.
The question assume. Will become as time moves forward. If you get 2-2 in the series right. or 3, I mean, Will there be tickets for heterosexual men?
I can't imagine there would be. It would be all like 25-year-old bi-curious females and lesbians waiting to seduce them when the Blues host the Predators in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, in the same.
She's a frisky lesbian.
And we should say we do welcome any lesbians tomorrow at Norman.
We should say that.
We can't discuss the hockey playoffs. Just made it into the Western Conference Finals, and that's all you're worried about.
Well, it could be an issue.
Right.
Well, we'd want to let
them
know.
I don't think it's much of an issue.
You're not involved in that community.
Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Mike.
Mike. Hello, Mike.
Mikey.
Pitch out. Nobody.
Mike.
Might be getting a bad signal on Olive on his bike ride.
Somebody may have made a breakfast order.
Mike.
Hey, it's Mike.
Oh, well, hello, Mike.
The Flu played good, huh?
They sure did.
6-1 your final.
Who they going to play next?
Well, it's either the Predators or the Sharks. Who would you rather see them play?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know who's going to play next.
No, we don't.
They don't either.
Find out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find out this evening.
I talked to Penny last night.
Ah, what'd she say?
She said she loved me.
Good.
Very nice.
Good.
Yeah, I got Jessica coming over my house today.
Who?
Ball so hard, Jessica.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah's not real happy. You weren't at the league 2 weeks ago, and Sarah came out and she was disappointed. Well, you need to tell Cletus to bring you out to the league one week.
I don't care.
All right.
Okay.
You're down on Sarah?
Huh?
You're down on Sarah?
I don't know. I kind of like Jessica.
Okay. Wow. Well, one at a time, be my advice.
She's come with me.
Yeah.
Are you coming to the golf tournament tomorrow?
That will be at Normandy, Mike. You can wear the Bruce Lee getup.
I think I'm going to work on tomorrow.
Oh. It's Doug's excuse, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I work at, my boss got fired.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is this the guy that hired you?
No, I don't know what he did. He got fired.
Hmm. Well,
he's pretty cool for me.
Yeah, that's no good. Sorry to hear that.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee.
You're drinking Starbucks coffee.
I'm starting to think the calls are sponsored by Starbucks because this is happening.
That's a good play. Way to go, Mike.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Your wife went my ass.
Put him down.
So unfortunate.
Mike Lee has been
suspended again.
He's been suspended almost every day for a couple of weeks. But this time, it'll be a period of 2 days' time, and his name just
seems
now...
seems to get through somehow.
It went into the Ragazzi suspension
lawsuit. Nice looking. Nice
Ragazzi's looking. Pizza has been recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine.
I didn't realize that.
If you've not had pizza lately, well, Ragazzi. You probably haven't had pizza unless you've had Ragazzi's pizza. You think you're eating pizza?
No.
You haven't been. Ragazzi's has been recognized, also voted best locally for best Italian and best toasted ravioli, 49-45 Daggett on the Hill.
Fishbowl.
$5 fishbowl.
$5. I like that. Mm-hmm. Here is Ken Hitchcock discussing the Blues' victory last night and then comparing it to a famous Tom Hanks movie.
Hit the
this was the most bizarre hockey game I've coached in 3 years. And I told the guys I felt like Tom Hanks in a league of his own. I was trying to remain calm on the bench. When that girl kept missing the cutoff play, that's how I felt on the bench, because it would be going north, and then it was going south, and it would be going north again, and it was going south. So there was no control. It looked like to me that two hockey teams that were tired physically were trying to pour everything they could and supply a knockout punch. And we took advantage of some of their mistakes when they were trying to put the knockout punch into us early, because they came after us with everything early. And we caught them a few times and got ice behind them, and that's what we took advantage of. But they were coming hard, early.
Doug, were you watching that and thinking of a league of their own last night?
I wasn't really.
Okay.
No.
All the way, Meg, you weren't thinking about that?
Was it May or Meg?
May.
Madonna.
Madonna, yes.
Take me home, Mama, and put me to bed. I have seen enough to know I have seen too much.
Nice.
That's what they said in League of Their Own.
That Marla Hooch, she got
not bad. Power hitter. Quick cleanup.
I think so.
Was that the raw bone girl that could really rake?
She could take it deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her dad was upset that they didn't like her.
They didn't like her because of the looks. Yeah. He apologized because he didn't have his wife had died early.
You know? Yeah, didn't know how to raise her as a...
John Lovitz was in that picture.
Yes, he was.
Scout.
Yes, he was.
Now, why are we talking about that?
Because Hitch just brought up a league of their own, bro.
He called it a league of his own.
That's right.
But he was confused after the Big W.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to continue our National Blues Museum Stanley Cup playoff coverage as we are very happy to be joined on the Appliance Discounter phone lines by former Blue, Tyson Nash. Tyson, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry I was a little late. It's a little early here in Arizona.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I couldn't believe you agreed to do this in the first place, so anytime you come on is fine with me, you know.
Well, everybody knows I need my beauty sleep.
Clip that off. Well, I'm sure you were watching it last night, man. And as a guy who wore the Blue Note, we talked with Chase. We've talked with Jamal Mayers. People around town, they're just so excited that this team not only has advanced to the Western Conference Finals, but done so by playing and defeating the defending Stanley Cup champions, playing and defeating the team with the highest point total in the Western Conference, and doing it in Game 7s in both cases. Just amazing.
It sure is, and I'll tell you what, I was a little concerned with, you know, the energy that they expelled in Game 6 and not getting the result that they wanted, obviously. I was also concerned about Elliott's state of mind and if he was going to be able to bounce back. I think we saw that. Full marks to the Dallas Stars. I think it's got to be heartbreaking to go down and lose in Game 7 the way they lost. The goaltending, obviously, the number one issue there, both goalies. Couldn't stop a beach ball last night. So the Blues just rolled over them. But I thought the Blues were going to handle them. I called it from the start of the year or the start of the playoffs that they were going to do some damage, and this was their year. But the way they've done it, the teams that they've beat, as you mentioned, has just been incredible. But full credit to the Dallas Stars. They made it a longer series than I thought it was going to be.
If they can handle the Stars and the Blackhawks, can they not handle the Predators and the Sharks and the Penguins or anyone else in line?
Well, you sure hope they keep whatever state of mind they're in, and that's got to continue. They can't take anyone for granted. I've seen the San Jose Sharks too many times this year to know that they have a ton of firepower. They got a lot of offensive weapons. They got a lot better defense than the Dallas Stars do, that's for sure. And if it's Nashville, I think everybody takes the Nashville Predators lightly. Championships are won on goaltending. They have that in Pecorino, I think one of the best in the world. And their defense is just incredible. Equally as good as the St. Louis Blues, I believe, with Yossi and led by Shea Weber. And their offense is very sneaky. So you can't take either one of them for granted. If they do, the Blues are going to struggle. If they continue the way they're playing right now, they will continue on.
Yeah, that's the thing. You mentioned playing the way they are, especially with Elliott, Tyson. I mean, that the way he has played, and like you said, how would he react after what happened in Game 6 and Game 7? I mean, if he can, it looks like he's going to continue, and if he continues, you're almost in every game.
You are, and then you allow your forecheck. The forecheck is the key to the St. Louis Blues. It really is. That big, heavy game, they have a lot of skill as well to finish those plays off once they wear teams down defensively. I like to call it tenderizing the meat. You bang nice. Bodies. You know, it doesn't always pay dividends early in the series, but as the series goes on, and I'm sure if you ask Chicago and if you ask Dallas's defense, they're going to tell you there's ice bag hockey, and it's because they're on the receiving end. But if the St. Louis Blues continue that way, they get solid goaltending. They're going to be just fine.
Tyson Nash, our guest on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Did you have a smile on your face when you saw Steve Ott draw the penalty last night with Redick Foxa in the first period?
I did. I love it. I was a little surprised with the battles that we've had that he actually he took that number 9 and he's wearing it well. I gotta say, this is a guy that continues to do it year after year. He's no spring chicken anymore. But he's a playoff performer. The St. Louis Blues are a different team when him and Scotty Upshaw are in the lineup and they're running around and they're making their presence felt. They're a big distraction for the opposition.
Yeah, I would think those two and Reeves, when he's in there, and some of the big bodies the Blues have up front, they're a very uncomfortable team to play, aren't they?
They are. You know, they're a tough team to play against. And as a defenseman or as a forward, you know, every time you get that puck, you're lifting your head up. You're more worried about where those guys are than making a good play. And, you know, today is all about skill and speed, and it's a lot more offensive. We all know that. But that's old school hockey. And hockey like that, that makes a difference in the playoffs. As we've all seen, you know, the temperature is that much higher right now. And the St. Louis Blues, there's not many weaknesses on that team, that's for sure. You look at their back end, great puck movers. Parenko is one of my favorite defensemen right now, and he's not even playing his best hockey. I think the last couple of games he struggled a little bit, but I mean this team is just so powerful, and I'm loving it.
Tyson Nash, our guest. You know, when you hear from Chase, and even a guy who did finish off his career by lifting up the cup with the Chicago Blackhawks, Jamal Mares, there seems to be a brotherhood amongst those of you who played for the Blues, and knowing that this organization, A, has had some incredible teams, but B, has never gotten to experience that moment that Jamal did get to experience with the Blackhawks. And so, therefore, this run that the team is making and now continues on Sunday with Game 1 here in St. Louis, it's bringing a lot of former players together as you guys all, even though you're not playing any longer, are getting in touch and watching and pulling for this group of guys.
Well, first of all, hats off to Chaser. I mean, he keeps this group tight. He runs pretty much runs the alumni and keeps this group all focused and in touch with each other. Anything that goes wrong, you need help, he's there for you. I played with both those guys on my line, Jamal Mares more than Chaser, and you know, we want to see this team succeed. There's been a lot of heartbreak in St. Louis over the years. You look at our team, we went to the Western Conference Finals the one year, and then we lost out in the first round as President's Trophy winners to the San Jose Sharks. So it was all gut-wrenching, and, you know, even though we're not playing anymore, we would sure love to see this team have success and lift a cup, because that city deserves it.
Tyson, if I'm reading your earlier answer regarding the San Jose Sharks, are you of the opinion that even though both would be tough, and this isn't a shot at either, it would be better for the Blues if they got the Nashville Predators? Again, that doesn't mean that they would win, but just it's a better matchup for them?
I would think so. Although, you know what, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I think it's St. Louis Blues. They focus on their game. I don't think there's either of those teams can keep up. I just don't. I think that San Jose has had it fairly easy up to this point. They haven't faced a real physical team. Nashville definitely isn't a physical team, and I think it's all been more of a skill game. And the St. Louis Blues, they have skill, but they have that other element that neither of those teams have faced thus far. So it's going to be exciting, and I'll be watching tonight again.
Are you of the opinion that it is Pittsburgh is a heavy favorite in a series that most likely will feature a lot of goal scoring? That is Las Vegas' opinion. What is yours?
Oh, absolutely. You look at the way Pittsburgh's playing and their goaltending. What a story Murray has been this year. And then they have the offense, and they're firing on all cylinders. They got great coaching. So it's a dangerous team out east, that's for sure.
Tyson Nash, the former Blue, now with the Arizona Coyotes on the broadcast team, pulling for his former team here in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and kind enough to get up early to join us on the show. Tyson, great to hear from you, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Tyson Nash with us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, giving us his opinion. It's pretty consistent that, you know, in Tyson's case, he said it really probably doesn't matter. Not that the Blues would beat either one, but that it's just going to be the Blues focusing on their own game, but that it would be better if the Blues were to play the Predators. Chase has been saying the Sharks are a dangerous team for a while now. Jamal Mares expressed that sentiment as well, and then everybody thinks Pittsburgh will emerge out of the East. Doug, what would it be like to have Sid, the kid, sitting here in St. Louis in 2.5 weeks, getting ready to lace up the skates?
Heaven's sakes. You got to talk like that for the next month?
It's working, isn't it?
Yep. Thank you, Jennings. Is your dad doing an interview with Vin Scully? I heard you guys talking about that.
We don't know. Roderick's bugging me. I don't know. Vin may be a little too busy. Press for time with that Lady J.
Yep.
Is he really?
Yeah, we'll see.
I would love to hear that. Ooh, I'd love to hear that.
I would, too.
We'll try and get it done. Got a lot going on. We got the tournament tomorrow.
You talk about a roll of the dice. Kirk Gibson on two band links.
Yeah.
We're going to miss Vin when he's done.
Yeah, we will.
He's still out there all on his own.
I've said before.
Doesn't have a partner.
All of the people that Senior has met over the years, either worked with or known, he has an affinity for Vin more than any of them.
All right.
He just, and I was lucky enough to, they did golf together. Vin did about 3 or 4 years of golf on NBC and was the lead host. And just such a class man. I mean, such a nice guy. That's, you know, no ego, none of that junk. I mean,
still a great head of hair and red hair. It's very unusual to see someone with a full head of red hair as they get older. You usually lose that.
Does it all by himself, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm convinced he has probably said more words than any other human being in the history of mankind.
You ever hear producer Joe ask a question on Nick and the Badger?
Well, yeah, but that was a short-lived run. I mean, Vin has been doing this since the 50s, talking, between the pregame shows and the 4 hours a night, sometimes by himself.
Yep.
162 games a year, maybe more than that.
And he weaves in fascinating stories in between pitches. It's the best. It's like, I'll tell you what, I mean, I know, listen, saying NBA in St. Louis, it's automatic. Why are you talking about the NBA? But just a real quick aside, I don't even sometimes watch the games, but I'll watch Barkley, Kenny the Jet, and Shaq, along with Ernie Johnson.
Saying.
It's the best.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, and they're just talking over each other and BSing and insulting each other.
You can throw out topics and they just
go. It is unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it is great, great stuff. But Dodgers game, I know they have the TV issue, so you can't watch it on DirecTV. At least you couldn't last year, and I haven't been able to see it this year. But I'll turn a Dodgers game on just to hear Vin. It could be a 10-0 game just to hear him.
Madison Bumgarner's wife, an expert field dresser, brought the rabbit back to life.
Doug, the Sea Monster just sent me a text, even though, God, I'll tell you, he couldn't be more than 15 feet away from me, but that's how we have to communicate here. To tell me that the email of the day batch is strong to quite strong, in particular, the depth. It's kind of like the Blues, rolling four lines out.
We got a lot of
that's what
depth
he said.
Today.
So, again, I mean, you got Cucky the Dwarf and you have Misty Plops, but the problem is the scoring conditions are favorable and you have guys who otherwise wouldn't be able to compete really putting up some impressive numbers and getting in the clubhouse early like Steven Wilder. This is what makes it so exciting in May 2016.
All right. Let's keep an open mind then as we judge them and not be swayed just because there's some Hoosier out here in blue jean cutoffs with his underwear showing.
Wow.
Jumping up and down.
He's 2-0-2. You're making fun of Tim doing the voice and Cucky, and they're both undefeated on the series.
Well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't be sorry.
Before we get to this strong batch of emails for our email today, which is a gift certificate to the Post Sports Bar and Grill, delicious cheesesteak there, and I like their wings too. Doug, Bertarelli Cutlery, the sponsor of the Cuts of the Week, and they have big doings going on.
Sharpening City. That's what I call Bertarelli Cutlery.
I like Sharpening City.
This is where you go when you need things sharpened. It's where all the best restaurants in town take their knives. Even their Wusthof knives, restaurants, kitchens, cafeterias, all over town. They don't want to just buy new knives, so they take them to Bertarelli and they sharpen them up and they think they've got new knives. Or if they need new knives, they go right there to the front part of the store where they have the fabulous retail part of the business and you can buy some of the best kitchen products in the world. They also would like to thank everyone to coming out for Edges for Pledges this year. Mission Taco and Bertarelli Cutlery will be donating $1,600 to Backstoppers and they look forward to the event again next year. If you haven't had a chance to visit the showroom, Bertarelli will be bringing the showroom to the Free Dotum Open and will have Wusthof knives and Benchmade pocket knives along with a few other items. To me,
I hope they bring some scissors, know what I mean?
Yeah, I think putting knives in the hands of our listeners is iffy. But stop by and see their booth at the start of the tournament tomorrow. That's Bertarelli Cutlery.
They're going to be right by the putting green.
Yep, that's where they're going to be.
You've got a table set up there.
The whole thing.
Yeah, they've got a big tent. Come on, Doug. We're not busting around.
Okay.
Marmar Binks and Tabby were out there yesterday.
Site survey number two.
Yes. It's going to be there. Anna Marie's heading out to the show with me tomorrow morning.
I always wanted a job where I could do some site surveys, where you just kind of drive out there and look around.
We're going to have a wiffle ball tournament at Francis Park on June 25th. You can site survey
That'd be perfect for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just walk out and look around and say, no, I'm busy. I'm site surveying.
Now, that's another big lesbian event. I don't know if
our wiffle ball tournament?
Yep.
It is.
Really?
Yep. It comes 2 weeks after the school picnic.
Last year it rained like the Dickens.
I know. We got to have a plan B on that. Holy moly.
Well, no rain tomorrow, going to be perfect.
I know. The forecast is sick for tomorrow. God, I'm telling you. so many women who never even thought about being with a woman are going to hook up with women tomorrow.
It's unrelated.
I think it's going to happen.
Unrelated.
Plow Shark, do you think we'll see lesbianism tomorrow? I know you wouldn't just say yes just because I'm asking you and I sign your paycheck.
Oh, Tim, I mean, I couldn't agree more with
living behavior.
It's going to be scissoring action like the Dickens.
It won't be.
I've been asked by a number of people, Plowsy, what is your situation tomorrow?
My situation tomorrow is I will be here podcasting the great presentation while you guys are out at the Free Dotem Open. However, I think I'll be making an appearance before the tee time for the second leg of the tournament.
Wow. Nice to hear. That makes a lot of people happy.
Yes, they want
to
see him. Roderick just texted me. Looks like I might have to bring my son tomorrow. Doug, do you think this is a good idea?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no.
He is three.
Yeah.
I'd
say no. Keep him at home.
No.
If your son is 35, I'd say no. It's probably going to be a little too rough out there. Only if your son is like some sort of leatherneck,
green beret.
Some sort of Marine experience.
I mean, there are executives from Stiefel playing.
Yep.
I think a Navy SEAL could probably put up with what's going to happen out there. But you know, anything less than that, I'd say no.
During the Derby, they show the runways where all the private planes are. Yep. I've gotten calls from Spirit Airport.
And the big boys are coming in.
They've been coming in.
A lot of old money.
Yeah, that Lee Iacocca will be here. Yeah.
Really?
It's going to be easy to get on at St. Louis Country Club tomorrow.
Absolutely. First tee will be wide open.
Doug, it's time for the email of the day. This is big because we're giving away a gift certificate to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. TMA, the Golden Dipey Edition. Well, boys, we did it. After the game, millions of fans contacted me by saying that I was the reason that the Blues won. I don't buy into that. One game at a time, one period at a time, day by day, that's how I play it. So there I am, sitting on my stepdad's lap, making a loose meat Sammy on our Super 8 Motel Comforter in Dallas.
Don't say loose meat.
When the phone rings, "It's Cucky there," said in an elated voice on the other end. "Why, it was Tom Stillman." "This is he," I said. He replied, "Cucky, don't think we haven't taken notice of your conquests. And as a treat to you, we would like to invite you down to the locker room to be propped up on the golden diapy changing station of life. Do you accept?" What an honor. All I can say now is I can see why they call him Moose. Ow, my ass hurts. Everyone has a role to play. We are all one. I love yous. See you boys on the next Game 7. Cucky, the victory dwarf.
Cucky, the victory dwarf.
2-0.
He is. Doug, it was glorious last night after the Blues won. My partner and I got our trib on, and let me tell you, it was hot. Sweaty and sexy, and we explored each other's soft, hot bodies, which also look hot in a bikini. Who am I kidding? I am a boy, so I bottomed for my partner.
No.
Pretty neat nonetheless.
No.
Stay cute. That comes from Danny.
Danny. Not your brother, Danny.
No.
Danny Thomas.
I don't think it was Danny Thomas.
That cute Danny Pintaro.
Maybe.
Much more likely.
Okay. Than Danny Thomas.
Morn. Well, in lieu of the Free Dotem Open, I've decided to frolic back to St. Louis. I'm ordered to make peace with one Elder Vaughn. Doug, I will see you tomorrow, and will come bearing a peace offering. Toodles. Deke Dotem? He got through?
How does he get through? He's been suspended. Is it an imposter?
No.
Deke Dotem has been suspended.
You do realize.
Indefinitely.
I got to be careful about this because of the parking situation. Deke Dotem is going to be there tomorrow.
I've met Deke Dotem before.
Okay. He's a great American. He's a patriot.
He's not a great American.
Well, I disagree.
He's an American. I wouldn't say he's a great American. He's a vile American.
Hey, guys, so let me get this straight. Tomorrow you're going to have listeners of this program all gather in one location and allow them to rig bags of blunt objects and provide them with miniature cars, serve them booze, and allow them to drive said miniature cars and swing said blunt objects. Sure, what could go wrong? Thanks. Dollar beer night at the Blues game. Or Corey G. Or Jennings standing outside the front gate tomorrow in traditional Japanese attire and telling everyone they have a strict policy at the course and everyone must remove their shoes before they enter. That happened
not
in Donnie Brasco.
That's
not
good.
A bad play. All right, who was that?
Doug, that was Jennings. That was Corey G.
Okay.
Corey G.
Seamonster was right. A lot of depth this morning.
Right.
I know a lot about the morning after, and it's great. How about French fry talk? How about that whole deal? We going to bring that back? How are we going to cut them this year, huh? Crinkle, skinny, lattice, waffle to a layman, eh? Nothing vile today since I'm on such a high from the Blues win. Can't wait to see you boys tomorrow. I'll be the one tucked away with Plowsy in my dugout in a cloud of smoke. Cheers, Duchess of Rutter.
Duchess of Rutter.
Guys, Plops here. Getting everything ready for the golf tournament, and I figured since I'll be out there anyway, I might as well show myself off a bit. As you may or may not know, I've been living in that patch of woods alongside the fairway on the 14th since Glenn found out I had an active profile on foreskinfastlane.com. Anyway, I'm all packed up, coolers filled with juice boxes and them orange peanut butter crackies. I got two cold wet wash cloths in case it's steamy out there, one for my drainer and one for my stainer.
I did not need to hear that. I cannot unhear that.
And of course, I've got my brass knuckles. I wasn't going to bring them, but since I heard you will have guys from Bertarelli out there selling knives on the spot, I thought I'd best be prepared to mix it up if I have to. Whose brilliant idea was this? You got a gathering of people from a basically anonymous internet fan page who want to kill one another on a daily basis. Let's get them together out in the real world, offer up some booze, and oh, what the hell not? Why not? Knives for sale on the spot. Can't see. Wait to see who gets stabbed first. Four Misty Plops.
Plops. Misty Plops. I did not like the phrase drainer and stainer.
Texas. Good hockey teams, huh? What do you think they're going to do this year? Pretty good stuff, huh? You know, I know a lot about kidnapping. That's great. How about that timber fake and that girl he brought into the studio? How's that doing? Are we going to bring that back? How about that whole deal? Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
So we were witness to a kidnapping in our studio. We didn't
right.
even know it.
She was a desperate plea.
She reached out to Doug.
She was trying to talk in code for us to save her, but we never took the bait.
There we were in the deep south of Dallas. It was supposed to be their holy palace. It all came down to the seventh of games, but those Dallas Stars came out lame. The note dressed in blue put up six. The homage they paid to Tim was just plain sick. Tennessee or California, chippity bop bop ba, we're coming for you. Let's go Blues, the Whistler.
The Whistler. The Whistler.
Morning, boys. I was just going to submit this ad to Craigslist, but I wasn't sure if the internet has made its way to Shrewsbury yet, so here we go. Hello. I'm a bi-curious blonde 33-year-old construction worker. I enjoy long walks through secluded areas of Forest Park, hot dogs, and I can fit my fist in my mouth. I'm a great listener. I love my cat, and I can bend my legs between my and behind my head. If this sounds good to you, please meet me at noon at the bathroom at Wilmore Park. I will be in the handicap stall holding on to the handrail with my bloomers around me ankles.
Oh.
The hipster of Tower Grove South. P.S. Make love to me slowly.
Hipster Tower Grove South.
Did anybody invite Caller Ellen to the tournament?
I wonder if she'll be there. You're a big fan of hers.
You're invited, Ellen. Come on
there
up.
There it is. It is official.
You're invited.
She probably knew she was welcome.
You think she's abstaining?
Ours is a type of tournament where friends feel they can drop in at any time.
Yes.
Let's see what we got here, Doug. I'm trying to make sure we... Did Stephen Wildwood make a submission? I don't know. He did. Oh, wow. Doug, look at this.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's so long, Steve. Come on.
Rest for time.
Edit. Edit.
Hey, boys. Oh, what a night. I was sitting in a Mexican restaurant watching the game on my phone because my son had a lacrosse event, and they don't get that channel at the restaurant. Build that wall. Build that wall. Do we need to bring condoms tomorrow, or will they be part of the gift bag we receive? I can't wait to see the live shot at 6 a.m. on the Four Fox with Doug standing inside an empty Bridgestone after the Blues take down the Preds. People on WIC eat healthier than Plowsy. If the Stars would have played with six attackers and no goalie the whole game, it would have been closer. I guess they forgot how to shoot high on Elliott. Jay's mention of Saints brought back memories. Ah, yes, the intersection of white privilege and urban blight. Of course, Jay roller skated. You have to take off your shoes and put on skates, making room for some foot play. Is Big Al short for Big Alcoholic? I hear whistles. Steve in Wildwood.
Mm. Steve in Wildwood.
Come on, the Big Al short for Big Alcoholic. That's good.
Morning, guys. Have you ever had an ingrown shrub? It's flat out zero fun. If you try to pop it or pull it out, you really only make things worse. Doug, what's your approach for this? Thanks, Crestwood Coyote.
Mm-hmm. Crestwood Coyote. I'm not sure I've ever experienced
ice cube
that.
And tweezers, Tim.
There
ice
it is. There's
cube.
An answer.
What does the ice cube do?
It kind of numbs the surface depending on how sensitive an area that is on the shrub.
All right, then. There's your answer. Ice cube and tweezers. That solves a lot of problems.
All right, we're out of time, but that'd be a wonderful selection.
I liked Cucky, the Victory Dwarf, and Corey G, but I'm going to have to go with Misty Plops, despite his drainer and stainer phrase.
Well, Corey G is my play for today.
Wow, I set aside both of those and Danny and Cucky. God bless America. Cuckster. I mean, just so many great, great,
great. Tim is now reviewing one more time to make his point.
I'm going with Corey G.
Corey G.
It's tough. This is, you know, usually this is a really easy process, but it is tough because the competition's so good, and I feel so much responsibility.
And it's only the middle of the month.
I know.
Said a mouthful there.
Corey G., congratulations. You've won a gift certificate to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Doug, only two suspensions today, so one more mention of Ragazzi's. The official sponsor of the Suspension Logule. It's time for the Lions Choice handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Guess what we had for dinner last night?
The choice.
I did.
Oh, sure, it was great.
Extra seasoning.
I did get extra seasoning. You're right. Anna Marie and I were leaving our niece's birthday party. We hadn't had a treat. And I thought, you know what? How about a little Lion C?
Mm-hmm.
And we hit the Lion C, brother.
Really?
Wow, wow, wow. It was
delicious.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Frank's already back. Just 12 hours ago, he was in American Airlines Center. He's already back. I can't wait to hear Frank's opening monologue. He was there. He saw it in person. The Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For Peyton. For the Plow Shark. For my brother Kevin. For the Seamaster. For Jennings Randolph Jr. In. For Jimmy the Cat Hayes. For Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and inside STL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.